Fracking, the technique for boosting oil and gas production, has been around for decades, but chances are you didn't hear about it until recently. In just a few short years, the fracking boom has transformed communities across the country and elicited plenty of emotions from all sides. Fracture is a new book of essays, poems, and short fiction on the topic of fracking. Taylor Broerby was one of the editors of the anthology and will be leading a symposium on it at the University of Wyoming this week. He joined Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce to talk about why anyone should read poetry about fracking.
Why were you interested in curating a collection about fracking?
Well, I guess I have to be honest, Stephanie, that I knew about fracking for a while, but I didn't care about it until it came to Western North Dakota, which is where I grew up. It wasn't until I went back home and into the Bakken oil boom that I really started to think, who else out there has some perspective on this? So this started to become an issue I was obsessed with and wanted to produce a volume that had multiple voices rather than just my own voice speaking on the issue.
The overwhelming majority of the pieces in the collection are critical of fracking in the oil and gas industry. Was that intentional, or is that just what emerged from the submissions that you received?
Sure. I mean, a majority of the pieces were, I would say, more complicated or wanted to complicate our understanding of fracking. The anthology is essays, poems, and stories about fracking in America. It's not journalism. It's people creating pieces of art to get us to understand fracking in new and more complicated ways. You can't just say it's good or just say it's bad. You have to develop a story around that.
You mentioned that you are from Western North Dakota. How do you think this book, or how has this book been received in your hometown?
Well, I was a part of a week-long book tour and went to six cities in North Dakota to promote the book. The tour in North Dakota was really energizing because it actually allowed us to have public conversations about this issue. It gave people permission to tell their own stories.
Art is often touted as a bridge between different viewpoints, different ways of looking at the world. Do you think that ultimately this collection is a bridge, or is it a divider?
Well, I hope it's a bridge. I mean, I think literature puts a lot of responsibility on the reader. Literature should be complex. Literature shouldn't necessarily tell us what to think, but give us a story and a process of thinking through an issue. The anthology doesn't so much say, here's our 10-step process of getting away from fracking, or you know, the potential ways to remediate it, though I think we have some writers who get at different ideas in there about shifting even just the language and how we approach problems. You know, I mean, I think it's a bit reductionist to say, well, we need, you know, to just increase our dependence on wind turbines. I mean, that might be part of the solution, but really I think what the anthology does is seek to shift our thinking, which is the harder and more practical solution.
Taylor Broerby is an essayist, poet, and editor of a new anthology about fracking. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me, Taylor.
Thanks so much, Stephanie.